Hello, Yaakov.
How's Revy?
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Hello,
Revy.
thank you
Is
for
Revy feel is
help.
Revy feeling better?
Oh, I'm all better, Baruch Hashem. I had the flu. when I came to that bris by you, I think I already probably had it. Some of today is going to be a chazara. There's someone on the phone who likes chazara. We haven't chazed chazara in a long time. Some of it will be new, of course, as usual. So we know. We know that there is a remarkable question which he spoke about before more than once. The order of the Mila and the Tefillah, does the order matter or not matter? The Ramban says the order does not matter, and most Rishonim say it does matter. So the Zecha Yitzchak talks about that. We've had it before in Siman Gimel. It's a fairly brief passage. It's the whole Siman Gimel is really one page, really, and he explains the following possible pshat. What's the machlokes? The Ramban holds Mila is Tara Kama Tefillah. So it doesn't matter the order. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You can do it any order you want. He gives an example of a Rambam in Hilchos Parah Aduma. On the eighth day, you can be Tovel and then do Hazor. I is still Tameh. Doesn't matter. Shnei Mechelke Tahara. Hazor before Tefillah, Tefillah before Hazor. No problem. When there are two things, the order is not Meyakeh. Tosas and the others say, right, most Rishonim, aside from Tara, the Orlos is Ma'akeves le'asoso le'nichas taras kafe'ashchinim. That's the Ritva of Tovel v'sheretz biyado. And therefore, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. It's impossible. It's impossible. So an Orl can't have Korban Pesach. It can't have Tevilah. Nothing. You have to have Mila first. That's what's important. Okay. Then he has another Chiddush. But the boy Mila Tchila, Urak Shalom Nimo Klal. He's an Oral. So if he's an Oral, so nothing's going to work for him. Avokol Shanimo, Rak Shalom Hashem Yadus. The boy Atofas Dan Bris, according to many. Ki Agavna Oral Enoot. Say a Chiddush. You're not an Oral. Physically, you're not an oral. So therefore, he quotes over here in the what's the Rambam to that effect about cotton shenolad mo muter betruma, right? There's no psul arlos. Okay, I have to have a tavas and bris that's yevamas of ayin aleph, right? That's by korban Pesach. That's different. Pesach is even milas zchorav me'akeves. It's a mitzvah meal is a problem. That's what he says. Okay, so even though he's not an Oral, doesn't matter. But Truma only Orlus, and they're dependent physically. This is what he says. Adkan a Chiddush over here in the Sefer Zeche Yitzchak. So Atavas Tam Bris can come afterwards. A whole Chiddush. Adkan, I just wanted to share this big Chiddush. If Itzala Ponovich was considered the biggest Mechadish of his generation. That's even Rav Chaim said that he's pretty big Mechadish himself. So then I wanted to share what he said over here in Siman Gimel. Now it's interesting. A contemporary of the Zecher Yitzchak was the Avnei Nezer. We've had Avnei Nezer before. He talks about this similarly. I'll give you a couple of highlights of Tshuva Shin Mem Hei in the Oradea of the Avnei Nezer. Not reading the whole thing. It's called Hilchos Geirin, Shin Mem Hei. So he discusses the following, which we also spoke about before. The Rashba's Shita, which may be a unique Shita, that Ger Shemol V'lo Toval is not considered to be an Orel, because it was Mal L'Shem Geirus. That's what the Avnei Nezer explains. Now, let's read a little bit further. He says, like this. He says Tosfos disagrees. So here's an arrow. What's John the Rashba? We pass that you need both. What's in Tova v'achakach mo? Tova v'sharetz biyado. Right? Why? I hear to do his words. Lo mahani tvila shel achshav al achazman. We call this kolsa. Remember that? Won't help for later on. Maishna de mila v'achakach tvila moel. Mila shel achshav al achat tvila. Tzorach loma. The shani mila shel milosol kayemes. Shehusa v'menu ha'arola. We kept saying it so many times. It's not called kolsa. That's what the Avnezer is saying in Simon Shin Mem Hei, Sivkot and Dalit. But Tvila v'chakach mila, shebishas mila einu b'mayim, upaska tvila. Upaska tvila. Oh. What'll happen according to the Avnezer? Arovi mol, shen is gaya, shen metif men adam bris, v'chakach matvilin. Shul the Acher Hatofa, Kimo Betchila, the Ein Kan Rak Maisa Hatofa, Neima Shuv the Poska Mila. Whoa! We say, let's get Kolsa by Hatofa Stambris. If it's a Mila itself, so the Mila is still there, not Tofa, but the bleeding stops, it's gone. That's this interesting concept. I wouldn't have said that way. I would have said he's not an Oral at all, so you don't talk about Kolsa. Says he owes hey according to the Rashba. Gershemol after Kodem Tvila Choshev Mol Velo Arel Kemiloso Kayemes B'Masha Nasa Mol Techa B'Shas Mila. Is it Kayem B'Shas Tvila? But according to Tosfos Shita, he says Maisa Tofa Poska. Therefore, Tzorach Lad Bilo B'Kones Lebris B'Tvila Levad Kenoshim. Came in the low Efsher, v'chakach yemuchuyev lahatif dam bris kimelkotan shenol admol lo l'shem geirus viduk. That's Ramban Tzorach Midi. He talks about tavas dam bris as a mitzvah, not as a part of the geirus process. That's what he seems to be talking about, which is quite a big chiddush here in the Avnei Nezer. It's a chiddush. I wouldn't have said that. I would have said that he's not an oral, even according to Tosfos, not like the Avnezer assumes, or that the Metzias of Mila is not Kolsa, and once he's terrible, he becomes what we're calling Eino Orel. Eino Orel. That's what he says. So this is a Chiddush over here in the Avnezer. Where did he get it from? That Tosfos is against the Rashba. Because Tosfos seems to say that he's still considered to be an oral. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. Here's a kasha in the Gemara in Yevamos, Ayin Aleph, Amen Aleph. What do you need a pasuk for? According to the Rashi, it's no kasha at all. He's not an oril. Without the pasuk, you'd say he's a korban pesach, right? Korban pesach. So the question that becomes, so Tosfos doesn't ask that question. Could be it's called benecha leyochabo. Goes on a goy. That's Tosfos Teretz. Rabbi Kiva learns Pesach, he's a guy. So there's no psularo possibly. Whatever, I'm just giving you a few extra whole surface to the Chiddush Nifla of the Avnei Nezer. And he says, you know, he's no longer an oral to eat the Korban Pesach, as the Rashba says. What'll happen if he touches wine? What's it then? So Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says, believe it or not, that it's the wine is mutter. Where do you get it from? A Mefurash Gemara, that the wine is mutter? Well, yes. The Gemara in Masechta Yevamos. Let me just get the Gemara for a second. I'm sorry. Gemara, which we spoke about, but we never made this interesting point over here. Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Masechta Yevamos. Okay. So the Gemara has over here Mem Vav Amud Aleph as follows. Tells us a story. Watch this. From Chia Bar Abba, about the 10th wide line of Mevav Amud Aleph. Ikla legavla tchaza benos Yisrael, the ma'abran migerim shemola velo tovlu. They became pregnant from people who were only half converted, mila velo tvila. V'chaza chamer de Yisrael, the mazgi ov de gachavim v'shosu Yisrael. Wine, which goyim poured and Jews ate. And some about Bishalakam Shalom. And he didn't say anything. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Say Vahachrez of Nehem, Shem Amzerim. Why they Mamzerim? Because Rabbi Yochanan held Akal Abobas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer, and Movel Otovel is considered to be in the category of a goy. He's not Jewish yet. V'al Yenam, Mishum Yayin Nesach. What do you mean Yenam, Mishum Yayin Nesach? Yenam of whom? Yenam of Mazge Ove Kochavim. Okay, he didn't say that the wine of Malvolo Tovav is Yayin Esach. That's what Tosu says in Avodah Zarah Samach Dalad Amid Beis. The Ran says no. We paskin that the wine is considered to be Yayin Esach. Oh, so the question becomes the other Shita, which seems to Tosu in Avodah Zarah that's not Yayin Esach. How do you explain it? So I saw something remarkable in the Sefer Mishnah Sager. Mishnah Sager. I'll give you the page number. Kuf Nun Tes. Din Ger Shemo V'lo Tova. A whole simon about this. It's a perek about it. Perek Yud Aleph. Gerish and Mavolo Tovah. He has 6 pages on this topic. So something, he says some remarkable things over here, which are, I say, almost, we'll call it unbelievable. But since he says it, he prints it, I wanted to share it with you. This is as follows. He wants to say like this. Mavolo Tovah kilo lo mo. Okay, he's a guy, fine. Yesh min achronim. Listen to this. Shekasu. She'af shager in a bolach al Yisrael at shem yomo v'yitpo. Nikomagom acha she'tovol nasa gelim afreya mishas amila. What? This sounds so crazy. How could that be? Who said it and on what basis? He quotes it from the Shut Sofnas Paneach. Okay, he has, you know, we all know Sofnas Paneach has Vilde Zachen. Where do you get it from? The Gemara in Shabbos Av Pevo. The famous Gemara Shabbos about Matan Torah. What does it say? B'nei Yisrael Nitzdavu Lifosh B'nei Yisrael Gimel Yomim Kona Matan Torah B'chdei Shal Yitamu B'shich Vazera. Poletus, we call it. So he has the Kasha. Shich Vazera Shal Nachu Yeinem Mitameis. The Rama asked you to see in Hichos Abbas Atumas. B'm Kain. Kevin Shetobu L'shem Geiris Rak B'yom Matan Torah Atzmo. Nimsa shekodim shechlochein, padim kibnei noach, shen shechvazar metamis. How can it be? Must be acharat tefila, nasu yisrael, mafreya meis hamila. Wow, so, oh, you have it there. I'm reading from footnote number chavdalet. Thank you. Footnote chavdalet. I just read it to you. If one wouldn't believe it, as you saw, as you see it, that's what he says with that raya. That's quite an incredible idea that he suggests. Incredible, incredible, incredible. But that's what he says. But then he says that this is such a big chiddush. The Rambam doesn't hold this way. Why? Because the Rambam again, Abba Satumas and Chavhei and Chavav, Shekosav, Goy Shehirgish, with this guy, Abiyar, Vitovav, Yosem, Yemenu, Shevazer, Shehirgish, Boach, Shetovav, there's a suffix tamim. Umuchach shem yotza imenu kodem atvila, afshek far nimol kodem lechem, the shem geiris, en shech vazara metamasa. Valkei muchach, the enu nasi Yisrael, the mafreya mizman amila, kemoshe nizbor, the ran and Shabbos shem. So then he quotes Yerushalmi, and the second column of this takes a long Yerushalmi, which is not sure is it right one way or right the other way. I'm not going to spend the time to reading it. You have a shetza on the scene on the screen. You can see it. So we'll leave it at that. But that's chiddush is unbelievable. Now, the Tzafnas Panech says unbelievable chiddushim. That wouldn't be the first or last time. But there's another shita that he quotes over here as well, which is, I guess, also somewhat unbelievable. And I really couldn't find all the sources that I quoted to try to prove this. But I'll just read it to you again. Oh, this is found over here. Talk about the status of a goy shemov lo tova. So we paskin that he's considered to be a goy. A goy. All right. So if you have this on screen, why don't you go back to the beginning of this parak? Once we have it already, page kuf nun hey. Let's read through the as much as we can of this beautiful chapter. Well, we'll leave out the introduction. Let's start aleph. Ger shemov lo tova. Otavolo mal eno gerach over yitvo. So namal l'shem geres potter mikol mitzvah shem Torah. Base yesh shekasul she'after gerach shemov lo tava potter mikol mitzvah shem Torah. The kolgam chayvul b'shvisa yom haShabbos. It's chayv in shvisa. What? So if you look in Oz Beis on the bottom in the footnote, quote the Binyan Tzion and Avnei Nezer. He's a mainstream poskim. But tamam b'zeh the kevin should establish yisrael shvisa haShabbos b'yosam b'mora.
Oh
boy, that's not what we pass in that way, but it is found over here. Wow. Wow. What does he say? We don't pass in that way. Some say, even though you're potter, All right. So the whole discussion. Let's go to the next page. Some say it's puzzle, and some actually make it, and some are machmir. This is what we spoke about. This is what we saw earlier. Let's read over here in page kufnun vav and footnote vav. So I told you a few minutes ago. The machlokas are shown in column 2 on the bottom. Siyudim, v'turi aradek was in the Raja shemago also toisav v'nazara samachdal and base, and the Rosh say to be mekil. That's quite a remarkable chiddush. How they passing on halacha lemaisa the dinyan halacha the bottom of this page and column 2 dinyan halacha shulchan aruch yeradeya says ger toshav that's a ger toshav can ger shemov lo tova magon osu b'shtiya. That's what we pass on the halacha. That's what we pass on the halacha. And the Ramah says, some are mekil, the shach, the sifkot dalet. But some halachas between the mechaber and the Ramah. He wants to suggest that's done with the shvisa b'shabbos. If dumila is for balacha yisrael b'miksas, maybe the wine is mutter. He says, look in the dover of Meisharim. Who is the dover of Meisharim? The Chabina Rav. Shimino was from the Gedolei Hador who came to Yerushalayim after the war. It's considered to be from the Mamish Gedolei HaGedolim, Shabina Rav. And look what he says. In the next page, Kufnun Zayin, this is even also incredible. It rivals the Tzavnas Paneach, which says, Osvov, Ger Shemov Lo Tova, right there on top. V'kidesh Lo Isha Bas Yisrael, Yesh Omrim, Shekidush of Tovsinba, Utrichem and a get, Yesh Cholkim. How can you acquire a get? He's a goy. Take a look in Osyud Beis on the bottom. Shut Dove Mishor. Vitam al Bazapi Divri Arashba. We spoke about it already last week. Hashem Bahak. Shasiba Lakach Shekidush in Nachri Enem Takafim. Mishim Shanachri Eno Bar Havaya. I look up the Rashba. Memhei, I couldn't find these words. I think he means the Rashba, Memhei Man Aleph, the Ramaskal Ha, quotes from the Shiltus, not from the Bahag, so I'm something a little confused. The No Kiddush and Tovsin, in such a circumstance. Why? Because even not Kesev and not Bia, because Makshin and Havayos La'adod. That's the only place where I found the word Havaya. So I'm assuming that this possibly is a slight misquotation. It's not Memheim and Beis, it's Amun Aleph, and it's not the Bahag, but the Shiltus. But this I did find. Why? Savar, the Dover of Mishorim, Shetama Shalakazu, Shemshanochim, Sar Chamorim, Bissorim, Vizirma Susim Zirmosa. What's that? That's a famous Gemara in Yevamos Tzadichesim and Alpha, as you saw already. That's why two brothers, Achim Ta'omim, whose father was a goy, and the mother converted while she was pregnant, that they're not related from the father. Not because it's Nus. It's just that they're twin brothers. Comes from the same tipa. Doesn't matter. There's no connection between the father of the goy, the Zera, the Zir Masusim, Zir Masim. It's nothing. Tosis and Ksubas of Gibelabad base makes reference to over here. Says something very, very big, which we don't necessarily paskin. What does that mean? That a goy, it's a famous rabbi in the town, an ish lived with a goy, Rachman al Islam, and she's guilty of adultery, but the fellow is a goy. So Rabbi Natan Paskin, she's muteres leboel. If the gay will then convert, she can marry him. Well, we have a famous rule, echad lebav, echad leboel. So the Rabbi Natan says it does not apply in this case because it's zir masusim, zir masam. So Rabbi Shech Tashlita talks about this in one of his svarim. It's not called a ma'isa bia. It may be only a ma'isa isha. So that's why she's asur lebav, not a ma'isa bia. Halachically, because it's a zir masusim, zir masam. And this leads Rav Shech Tashlita to some interesting far-reaching conclusions that maybe if there's not a ma'isa bia, there can be no paternity, which, again, we told you before, we don't pass in that way. And it's the first page of the Shulchan Aruch Eben HaEzer. But on this basis, he says, Abo zeh shebo lechlal yisrael b'miktsas, eino bichlal zeh. Whoa. What does that mean? That this fellow who had bris milah, he's not a behema. He's a bris milah. You don't say zir masusim zir masam. And therefore, perhaps kedushim is tofes. Because the reason kedushim is not tofes in a goy, the way he said, because he can't have bia, and he can't have kesef because it's hukshu havayas ladadi. But it doesn't apply to this fellow who had a bris milah. Because he can't have a bia. He's not a full goy anymore. You don't say zir masusim zir masam. And therefore, perhaps his kedushim really is kedushim. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's wild. We don't pass in this way either, of course, but just bring it to your attention that these somewhat funny shittas do, in fact, exist. Adkan, I want to discuss about this topic of mol velo tov. Let's now go chazer a little bit more in some of the izin yonim. Again, I'm basing myself on this beautiful sefer. Let's see if I can find it. Which sefer am I quoting over here? No. A different sefer. This sefer, Rabosai, is going to be a major sefer for the next Shushirim, because it's primarily about Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs. And it's called Kager Ka'ezrach. This sefer has... How many pages does it have? 800 pages. Big fat book. It's mostly about Kabbalah Samitzvahs. But, you know, Memela discussed a few other things which are relevant. It's a good way to do a little bit of Chazara. He has this what's called Shah Ravi. Starts about page Shin, approximately. So it's about, about halfway through the... Wait, this is 300 pages? He has how many? I made a mistake. He has 600 pages. It's about halfway through the Sefer. I'm starting with the midpoint of the Sefer. You have Kager. Oh, that's it. Kager Ka'ezrach. So he has a nice chazara on some of the things we spoke about, starting on page Shin. It's a good way to chazar. Whenever you see a new Sefer, it helps you do some chazara. Page Shin. He has the famous Kasha. The two Gemaras. The Gemara says you need three people, but the Gemara of Ben Hamid Beis, that someone was Tavol Akerio or the Nidasa, there is no Bezdin. So let's review. He crossed the Bahag, it's on page Shin. There it is, there we go. Mavu Hashem Shechala Geras HaLaydei Tshvila, Tavol Nidusa, there's no Bezdin. So what did the Bahag say? Yes, it's a Machlokas HaSugis. He paskins Geras HaSarach Shlosha, This is not true, because we don't. For in not in bold letters, lo sagi b'tfilah to carry out shetavlish of geres, the kaimalam hilchos of geres, sevach shlosha mishpuk sivme. Finish. The Rabban quotes this bahag we saw before. Says no, it's not correct. So what do you do? So he gives the various answers. Tosfos answers, Rabosai, when you need three for kabbalas hamitzvos, not for the ma'isa tefillah. Okay, very nice. Okay, but that's Tosfos Teretz. We know this Tosfos. We spent a lot of time talking about it, right? Talking about it. Others say the opposite of the Baal Halachas Gedolos, Punkt Faker, that we paskin, like here, take a look, and this is on the bottom. He quotes a sefer I never heard of in my life. You have any sefer in footnote Tov Pei Zayin, the previous page, page Shin. Tov Pei Zayin. Look at it. There it is. Look what he said. I am b'shita mekubetzes lemasechas yevamos. Rabbi said, do you have such a sefer? Shita mekubetzes lemasechas yevamos. I don't know. Shekosav gamken shemachlokas hasugyos he, as a pasuk halacha kasugya shebezin eno miyaket. He quotes it verbatim. I'll read you the quotation. Beno lebenatzu eno ger kloma afila b'di'evet. For less hilchos akav asay b'ho. Do amin on the yale, afila lo tovah b'fnei shlosha havi ger. That's quite a big chiddush. It's the opposite of the Baal Halachas Gedolos. The Machlokas HaSugyos, we pass in Faker, like Memheir Medbeis and not Memheir Medbeis. Then you have the Tosfos sheet, which we spoke about. The Tosfos hold you need it for the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. That's what we need, okay? But not for the Tefillah. It's not Miyakev. That's one answer. A second answer on page Shin Aleph. Another Teretz and Tosfos. Ochin Sarach Shlosha B'Shas Tzvila Midin Mishpat. Aval Kamen Shiyadua Lakol Shitovelas and Nidusa. Where's the Ki'ilu Heim Omdim Shom? Hitovelas L'Fnei Shlosha. There's nobody's there, but it's as if. It's at night. Well, it's as if they're there. It's Tzvila Balayla. They give different answers. Maybe it's not me. Akev at night, etc. So on page Shin Beis, what's the Chem de Shlomo? After Tirit Zeh Shemoel Mashiyadua Lekol, Mikomakom Hu Raklin in Tvila, Aval Kabbalas HaMitzvahs Boi Shlosha. Whoa. That's a very big Kiddush. That's what he suggests. You have to have, if you quote him on in footnote Tav Tzad Yivav, on page Shin Beis, he quotes his Lashon. Tosu Shita came and should do all that call out of Kimo Bezdin, the Hainu, the Acha Shakimlo Befle Bezdin, can tell the first call a Shita Sanam, came in the end, Srikan Rak, Leda Maisa Tfila, Bibiru, Yeshloma Shapit, the Dover, Gola, the call, Havikilo, Omdum Shom, Havibiru Gomer, Mashakin, the Kabbalah Samissus, Shudover, Hamasu, the Lave, Vadai, Alima, Milsa, the Bezdin, Hechash, and the Kabbalah, Befnea, Mamish, the Elon, the Raya Loma, the afternoon Zeb. Mahani W Dua the cold so sofa low kibla if they best. In other words, I want to suggest a tvila is a tvila. The act of tvila is an act of tvila. But Kabbalah Samitsis has to be bifneim mamish. Bifneim mamish. That's what I thought. It's a Rav Shechter Shita has. The best representing the Kodesh Baruch Hu, representing Klal Yisrael. You can't do this vicariously. They have to be mamish in front of them. Not if they know about it. It's not enough. It has to be a contract. They have to be there. Okay. What other answers are there? On the same page, Shin Beis. The ritual, we know about this. Tavlu b'shaski usim b'bezdin. My man is in Bezdin. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is because they weren't tovul b'feresh Hashem yados. That's the ritual's answer. That is the riff. Uh-huh. So the riff asks this question. Lo kasha, it's on page Shin Gimel. Okay, Rabbi Shulman Levi, the Yevidud lo paslin in the brave, hold the tabal Hashem carry you. Okay, but the chatchila lo naginim be minegir, lo min savin le bas Yisrael at the tabal of the Gimel. The pashtus derei arif there, like Rabbi Shlush said, shendin bezdin eno meyake vigir agaris, ein masil lo misha, chumad the rabbana, nikodin is a full Jew, therefore in post the mizaro. That's Pashtus Derei Harif. I think he quotes the Meiri somewhere over here. Oh, Chebira Meiri, Shabbos Hamaches, the Bira Sheni, Bedas Arif. That's what he says. He quotes to me on the bottom footnote, Tav Kuf. Oshemen is Gaib Efnei Shlosh, Belo Shlosh, Kibo Shomen is Gaib Ben Agoyim, Ulechatchila Hu Shetzer Shlosh, Abed Yevet Afim Ben Olam Ben Atzvam, Al Derech Shepaskim Shem, Shem Gedoli HaPaskim. The word Gedoli HaPaskim in Meiri speak means the Rif. That's what he says. Yeah, that's a push up shot of the riff, if you ask me. Okay. So the Ramban asks the Kasha, he quotes on top, Shin Gimel, Ein Dvar Beruin, right? It's against the Mefurash Gemara. What's the difference in the sky of Ein Elamin Atzvo? Who cares? That means bad news, a goy. Well, Yeshlitchok Sheyomer Shlo Tovel Lekerem Eol. The Dochak Teretz, they never went to the mikveh in his life. What's the big Dochak? The Yekis never go to the mikveh. It was a Yekim, never went to the mikveh. I don't see what's such a tremendous Dochak, but that's what he says. But Frank Takasha Gavaldig Akasha Kiddush and Samar Beizim and Beiz Hamekadesh as Isha Lachash of this Gaia Ger Nami Lavi Yodo Lam Rabbi Yochanan Ger Tzerach Shloshim Yema De Mizdachli Beidina. If you don't need three at all for anything, so it is biyado. Why is the Gemara say it's not biyado? That's the Ramban's kasha. That's quoted over here on page Shin Gimel. So on the next page, Dalal Shin, because the Ramban has a riff in Nupshat. Gabi Kabbalah Smitzvah Tzorach Shlosha. I feel a bit the Eved the Mishpach Sivbei. Long Tosfos lines. Mahasam Shnayim Shadon and Emdin. So you need three. We'll change the gears, so you remember. Ama binach kabbalah b'shas tefillah mamish hakol b'fnei shloshim. Tefillah b'ger zocha shekivah lav kodem mila chozem mekabbalah b'shas tefillah b'fnei shloshim. Kedigatani, come on. Umugila l'chatchila. Okay. Like along the lines of Tosfos, and this is how the Rishba, the Ritva, and the Rashba all quote this from the Ramban. Fine. The Ramban is famous. Ramban says. We say titbol and he does or tafish truma, right? So it's becheska scary, etc. I don't know, Aiden. It doesn't matter. It's his assumption. He did it earlier. Tavol and he does it doesn't mean that means the fact that they did it, there's no steer between the sukkahs. Yeah, Bez is ma'akev. If it's an assumption that he did it in front of Bez, and that's called Avram and Ahar. Explain the Gemara that way. We don't tavol and he do so. And that's Nerubi Rambam. That's Magad Mishnah. Because the riff is like the Rambam. We already saw the lashon of the riff that some interpret like the Rambam. The Meiri's first shot is that way. And the second shot is they don't need three at all, as we explained. Fine. Then there's the possibility over here. He quotes on page Shinhei Tosim Rami Rutenberg. I don't have that either. He said like this. And remember the Chenda Shlomo is the Pshat and Rama that way. We had a big discussion. Remember the Vav is a Vav of Mechalekas, Vav of Mechaberes. Within Shidas Rambam, it's either or. So apparently it's an often Rishon, Marami Rutenberg, which I don't have that Tosus. That's why it's such important to see these things from the later Achronim who have access to Svarim, which I don't have. Then he quotes something remarkable, which we know. I think he quotes it somewhere over here. One second. Let's see. I think it's quoted somewhere over here. Ah. So let's skip a little bit because. Man, you may remember that I quoted to you from Rabbi Tzal Zsolti The Bitzal Zolti said that only the tefillah b'fnei shlosh is ma'akev, because the Kabbalah is not a ma'isa geiris, it's a tznai kodem the geiris. That's what I told you. So, fascinatingly, Rav Zolti was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and I thought it was no one said it but him, and he printed it in Torah Shema Peh, which I think we had on the screen at one point, I think so, in Tav Shin Lamed Gimel. But I came across, and I saw it quoted somewhere. Is he quoted in this Sefer? Hold on. Somewhere. But I have the original that, let's see. Quoted from my Rebbe, from Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Levracha, in his famous essay called Kol Dodi Dofek. Oh, I don't know if you get your hands on this one. This is, that's where I have it from, Divri Hagus V'Harocha. That's what I have in my house. And it starts off with a long essay called Kol Dodi Dofek, which is the Rav gave a speech in Yom HaAtzmaut 1956. A remarkable speech that he gave, unbelievable. I think he gave it in Yiddish, but he wrote it in Hebrew and printed it in Hebrew. And that's being reprinted. And I'll read you some of the highlights here, which is, you know, very dramatic and romantic. He says as follows. I don't know if anyone can get this on the screen, but I'm reading to you from the Hebrew. He says, "What's pshat in mol or tova v'lo mol is not a ger." You know, this is Hashkafa I'm speaking about. And you have to join two things. You have to join the religion of Israel, and you have to rejoin the nation of Israel. You have to have both. You have to have both. What's pshat? He says, Mila was given to Avraham Ivri, Ava Gorala Yehudi, what he called the Jewish fate. And they had him in Mitzrayim. This is the fate, Jewish fate. Okay, that were different than all the other nations of the world. Can't erase it. It's impossible. You're saying you're from, you're not from. Doesn't matter. You're Jewish. You hit the kilter no matter what. You were part of the Jewish people. The tefillah is no. That's hishtalvus ha'adam b'yud ha'garol u'knisaso lebris Sinai. This is kodem matan Torah b'Sinai. This is not the Jewish nation. It's a Jewish religion. The Jewish religion. The Rebbe is very dramatic about it. He's Chaim Ritzufei Chazon Nisgav, what the Rebbe called destiny. His fate and his destiny. His Geral and Yud. Those are the famous the words that the Rebbe used in his famous drush of his. So you go into a whole different spiritual level. Oh, the Pula is Tefillah. That's what it's all about. The Mila and the Tefillah. And then he says on top, in four words, the words of Rus, Amech Ami Velokai Chalokai. That's the end dramatically. You need both. Join the Jewish nation and join the Jewish religion and the Jewish God. That's what he says on top. In the middle of this, his two long footnotes, which could have been in a shir. I guess he must have said it in the drasha. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know if it's available in the Yiddish. But in footnote 22, he says that Kabbalah's mitzvahs and tefillah is kamata of a pashut. Quotes the Rambam, quotes the Gemara, quotes Rashi. Hashtag de tvila hu niklas the klal geirus, b'shas tvila's mitzvah, tzorech lekabel of all mitzvahs. You have to have it. You have to have it. He quotes the Rambam, who says, ger shalom bodku achavo shlo yidiyu ha mitzvahs of onsham, umol v'tomol v'flagimol ad yotos, harei ze ger. Why am I mentioning to you his first fault? Tonight is the Yahrzeit of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Gimel Shvat. And we used to go to the Rav Shirom and Gimel Shvat. He used to speak for hours and hours in his Yiddish drushes in Lamport Auditorium, packed to the gills. He couldn't get in. So it's very appropriate to quote Rav Moshe Soloveitchik as we enter into Gimel Shvat. Harama lo niskame lo mashager shi niskaya manash lo kai mitzvah harei ze ger. It's ridiculous. It's impossible. It's inconceivable. Impossible completely. No. Ridiculous. The answer is he wants to be mekabel ol mitzvahs. Hear the words now. Afal pi shelohoya shel maisa miyuchad shel hashmos hamitzvahs v'cheskem ager. It works. Kema shager miskaven lios chaim lichios chaim kedoshim shel Yisrael kosher. Tosa says no. Tosa says kabos mitzvahs. He chalos miyuchedes betalach ageris. He chol halacha shel bez and nemer biyichus. Not the tevila. This is exactly what Rabbi Shalti said, word for word. That according to the Rambam, it's a prerequisite. It's not a Maisa Geiris. And according to Tosis, this is the most important Maisa Geiris. So that's my Rebbe in footnote number 22. Remarkable. Mamish, word for word. Now, whether it's correct at this point, that's the question which we had. The Vav, without the Vav, not completely clear which are not Nakuda, but the Yesod is here. So once we're here, footnote 21 is a much longer footnote, and the Rav has a very big Kiddush over here. He wants to suggest as follows. Unbelievable. We know, based on the Gemara Masechet, that how did the Jews become Jews? So the men became Jews, two actions. There was a Milah in Mitzrayim. Rabbosai, are we talking about Parshas Bo this week? Isn't the main Parshas Shavua? Chumash and Rashi, Parshas Shavua, talks about the Bris Mila which took place. Bisposesses B'damayach. B'damayach, I just said a Bris this morning. B'damayach Hayi, this week's Parsha. Rashi says it was a Bris Mila right as they left Mitzrayim before the Korban Pesach. That's what Rashi says, Chumash and Rashi. So the males did that. Then they did a Tvila by Har Sinai. And the women, what do the women do? On a simple level, there was only one act of gerus for the women. And that was a tefillah which took place with Ma'amad HaSinai. That would be Al-Tikshu Al-Isha. We saw before Poletus. Those three of Poletus, the Shloshim Akbal is not for the men. Men go to the mikveh and he's already Torah right away. The women had to wait 3 days. Okay? That's a push-up shot. Comes my Rebbe with a Chiddush Nifla V'Noira. I don't know if he really meant to say this. Whoa. He wants to say a Chiddush Neira, that there was a Tvila in Mitzrayim as well for men and for women. Where's he get it from? A Tosefta. A Tosefta. Psachim Perekhes. I looked it up. Sochem Perekhes Halacha Zayin. It says as follows. What does it say? Look what he says. I mean the words. Tfilas Hashvachos Ikvas Asiyas Pesach Mitzrayim L'chol Adeis. Whoa. So my Rebbe suggests it means that the Shivcha had to be Tovelas to become Jewish. I wanted to say something different. No, it would be a psul orlus on the Adon if his avodim, because of his avodim, does not apply to imos. And when the Gemara said in the development base, only b'sinai. Okay, my Rebbe is a big mechadish. He wants to suggest that men and women perhaps had a tefillah and Mitzrayim. Big chiddush. And a second tvila, b'sinai. Where do you have such an idea of two tvilas? So my Rebbe, the big mechadish, says, well, you know what reminds him of? The Rambam Shita by Avodim. You first have a tvila, which gives you a mixes geirus. You have another tvila, gives you a full geirus. Whoa. Why don't you need a new atafas ambris? So here he says the same shtikul Torah we saw with the Zecha Yitzchak. No. The answer is that the Bris Milah is only to remove the Ma'akev. The Ma'akev. That's the Bris Milah. So once it's removed, it's removed. The Tefillah adds Kedusha. And that's why the Rambam said you don't need Bezdin for Milah. According to the Ramban, you need a Bezdin. So Milah is a chelik of the Maisa Geirus, like a mitzvah. And in Mitzrayim, it was fulfilled completely. Only in Arovi Mol is not, but here they were commanded, as we spoke about from Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, as etc., etc., etc. And he has more to say. I'm not going to go into all the details, but fascinating footnote. If you get your hands on it, it's worth reading. Okay. We had suggested, I'd come from the Rav, not the Talmud. I'll speak a few more minutes about this. Before the Rav, might be l'shitaso. Tefillah after, and afterwards, Mila works. It works. You don't say Tovah v'sheretz b'yado, because Mila is not called Hasara Samakev, right? It needs a Bezdin. It's a Maisa Geris. As Rav Yitzchak Yitzchak said, the Seder is not a Miakev. But the Ritva, who says Tovah v'sheretz b'yado, okay? You can distinguish. Maybe Tefillah requires three, and Mila does not require three. That's a possibility. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Ritva, two places, the Baba Ben Beis, he says Tefillah is Dika Geris, and a Kiddush in Samach Beisim and Beis in the Ritva, it's on the Mar Makomas, I think, because the Rav Yechon, the Rav Yochanan, you need three Bein BeKabbalah, Bein BeTefillah. Ah, isn't that remarkable? Bein BeKabbalah, Bein BeTefillah, and guess what's left out? What's left out is Mila. It hits you in the face. Hits you in the face. I'm going to show it to you in print in this beautiful sefer in a few minutes. Hope we have time to get there. Okay. So now I'm on page Shin Vov in this beautiful sefer. So we'll try and go through it. And he quotes the Gemara. Watch this. Quotes the Gemara.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I don't know if Rebbe mentioned this before. Maybe I just missed it, but maybe the Ramban is also Lashitasu in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lam and Zainam Abbez. He said, you make a bracha on the hatafa, and he for sure needs a hatafa because a mila for a ger isn't just Hasara Sa'orla, but the Ramban says that it's a maisa with which your nichnas tachas kan peshchina. And therefore,
wow. That's very good. It's exactly Lashitasu. Perfectly. I don't know if I mentioned that. I don't. That's the Milchamas at the end of the parak. We try to defend the Rif Shita by Ger Cotton. Is that one?
In his Chidushim. I think he said it's in both.
Oh, Chidushim. Okay. I have
in
to look it up again. Good. Thank you for the Hara. That sounds like it's exactly right. I have to look. I don't have it in front of me now. Believe that. I'll look it up. Remind me tomorrow so we should maybe read it together. Okay. Please remind me. Okay. So I went a little bit further over here. We quote the Braisa. And over here, we know the Gemara. It says Shnei Tamid Chachamim. Frank the Gemara 83. Change the Girsa. Shlosha. What do you see in the Brisa? Kabbalah Samitzus. I'm on page Shinvav, column 2. Naseis Bifnei Bezim. Right? So that's pretty clear. Black on white. Okay? But it's not completely clear. Let me explain to you why. Omnem Yitachin Loma. Shedin Bezim Hu Mishim Atvila. If there was trup in the Braisa, where's the Esnachta? You know what I'm saying? How's it go? What does it say? Isa Shom, this rape, matbilin also miyad, ushmeit hamine chachamim on the magabav, umodiyin also. This middle phrase, the three phrases. One, this rape matbilin also miyad. Two, shenamine chachamim on magabav. Three, umodiyin also. That middle phrase, what's it going on? It says the shnei tamid chachamim, they change it to three. Yesh na'ayin, ikar lefonov. Kolomah matbilin also, binin shnei gimel tamid chachamim, you own them al gabav. Odil makoy ala achra. U shnei tamid chachamim, own them al gabav, umodiyin also. Uf yizayikir, mashanemah, bebraisel, shabinin, bezin, it's kabbalah samitzvahs. Or if it's on both, you need for both. So he wants to say a very big Kiddush. He wants to say a very big Kiddush. It's not completely clear, right? Not completely clear. So what does he say? Look what he says. He says, "V'nira lo chiach v'hem shirah b'raisa isa shem u'shnei tamid chachamim omdim lo mibach lo." Talk about women. Mibachutz u'modi and also mixes kalas mixes chamuros v'hus kana tefila b'fneim. In this part of the b'raisa, doesn't say anything about the tefila. And the Rambam says, "V'chakach tovelas b'fneim." Hine im achakach nechnosim v'tovelas b'fneim. Madu atzarech loma shlosha tamin chama omdim lami b'chutz u'modil la hamitzus. Rebbe Emes died b'shas ha'odah avapochus mikach Skip the brackets. Uve emes miikar diri abraisa. So hus kiskira klal beisha as a tefila befneim. Elas hodah asa mitzvahs. Ayah dea dayonim. Mashma. She ikar din bezdin hu. Le kabola asa mitzvahs. Whoa. That's a tremendous chiddush. Wow. Tremendous chiddush. Is it really true? Oh boy. Skip it to the next page. Page Shin Ches. What does he say? He says like this. He says, what if he told Bifnei Bezdin? And it's an umdunodemuchach, that is a Kabbalah Samitzus. That's what he says. What does he say? It's in the bottom of page Shinches, in the bottom. Yes, the stopek linin halacha, kasha lo kibul as a mitzvah beferish b'fnei bezim. Aval on the yodim shetabal l'shem geris, v'om dem data b'biru shedata oysa l'kabal as a yadat k'mo shehi. V'tas a rambam, fi ma shabir ha-bach, mahani. As the quote that the Bach understood the Rambam, it would be okay. Gimel's ma'akim only by the tefillah. That's what my Rebbe said. The Rabbi Sal Zolti said, the Mechamah to the Bach. The Bach said so. V'yesh na'ayin, the Das Tosters, u'shar v'sholur, sh'kos v'sh'kabos, mitzvahs b'fnei bezin, ma'keves, sh'yesh loma, sh'gam ha'das Tosters, v'sh'imam, ma'ani b'di'evet, b'chi'agavna, kemen sh'atvila l'shem geiriz, yesh b'kabolos yadas mi'chlolo, kemen sh'adava boru, the bezin sh'ager me'kabolo, v'sha mitzvahs a'idei ha'tvila. Oh no! Oh, Dilma says, did the Kabbalah smith the Phareshis? If they bezin, that's what my Rebbe said, called the Tosis. With Tsarachim, he has it, he leaves it with a Tsarachim. Okay, leaves it with a Tsarachim. Oh, he doesn't know. Oh, now the Tvila. So the Rambam says, what does the Rambam say? Take a look on page Shintes, footnote, Tov Kuf Yutes. Quotes the Rambam verbatim. It doesn't say it in the Brisa. We saw before. Asher b'Brisa lohuska asher tovelas b'fneim. Ubiyer ochaner shemekor divya Rambam umi divya Gemara. Shanoshim moshivas also b'mayim atzavara. Why? Elavadai. Kadesh yuchlu ha-chachacha adayonim b'lova b'liris z'atvila without a break from the laws of tznius. So explains the Aruch HaNer. That's where the Rambam got it from. And Rav Moshe said so. What did Rav Moshe say? Take a look over here. If we have time, we'll get to the Elazar Rav Moshe, which is even more amazing. But the splash, but we're not up to that yet. He quotes here, Igwas Moshe Yoradei Chelik Beis Simukuf Chav Zayin. Avalo Mistabezer Shem Eino Iku Bechashivas Abezdin Lo Hayu Matzrichen Sheyiru Atvila Begiyoris Shebecholofen Ein Zederech Snius Shebelo Tzorach Geirus Vadei Osel Estakla Beisha Arachetet Vatovelas Aksho Medes Atzavar Vamayim. In the back is to you. It's still not right. We don't do that. We have wearing a robe. But they didn't have that. That's what he says over here in the Chelek Beis. We'll get the Chelek Gimel, perhaps if we have time today, or if not tomorrow. This is what Rav Moshe says. However, it's not so pashut. He can want to be docha the raya, 10 lines later. Rashi says in Modiyah the Mitzvah Mitzvahs, quote, the hashtag de tvila, who nichas the klal geirus, hilkach b'shas tvilas mitzvahs or lekabel o mitzvahs. What's pshat? Mahatam should serve a Kabbalah, Mishas Tvila, Vlodai, the Kabbalah Kodam. Kemish should serve Shakabbalah, Tia, Mishas Tvila. Fiza ain't Clara, may I did should notion Moshiva, so Satsarab and Mayim, should streak in Bezin, Achakar, should titbo Bifneim. Elatam should streak a Leos Mamayim, the Lahas Michas at Tvila, the Kabbalah, some mistress. Kamashakos of Rambam, Damagabegair, a male, Umodi, and also Mixas, Mrs. Kalas, Mix Hamurus. Pam Shnia, Vu Ome Bemai, Ukumequen Lok, Kasha Kushes at Torres Emis, why did I am after Ome Bakutsuchas at Tvila? Gankemetam, Shetzaroch La Hasvich, as Kabbalah and Mitzvahs, La Tvila. Okay, so this is, he wants to be Docha a little bit the Raya based upon Rashi. And if you go two pages later, page Shin Yud Aleph, he says as follows. A big chiddush. Yes, it's signed a Tosas Chad Mekamoy. It's printed on the side. And it says, Rav Avraham in a high word by Ashlom, he says, Nir Medivrayan, Shein Tzor, Bezim, it's Fila, Afilu Lechat Chila. Yeshtin Odoas, Mitzvah, if they Bezim, Samach, it's Fila, Lechat Chila. That's what it is. It's not the Tvila itself. It's just the Odoas on Mitzvahs. That's all you need, based upon the Rashi. Of course, Rav Avraham in a har. And he quotes even the Tosas Yeshanim. What did he say? Hod the tzarech shlosha ayinu dafka the kabbalas mitzvahs, avol b'shas tefila lo tzarech. Not even the chatchila at all. And because one teretz in Tosas and Masechta, Kiddushin holds that way. Right? I did not find these words in the Tosas Yeshanim. You'll have to find it for me. You'll let me know tomorrow if you look up your Ramban. We'll have to find that too. Okay? But Tosfos Kiddushin suggests that. Okay. Oh man. What about the Mila? He goes a little bit further. I don't have time to finish the Mila today in his summation. That starts on page Shin Tes Zion. Let's make a little haskala for 2 minutes. He says, what about the Mila? The Bryce, it sounds like you don't need it at all. It's not, right? Don't need it. You don't need it. Huh? It's an interesting raya. This is not ma'akev from the Rashi Mem Vav Amud Beis. Gerah Shemov Lo Tova. To wait till tomorrow. Okay. Gerah Tzarech Shlosha on the Tvila, not on the Mila. All right. That's a Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat. On the Afshin Yud Zayin. He says, Gerah Shemov Lo Tova. So, Malti Lo Tovalti, Madbilon Soma Mabakach, the Rabbi Yehuda. Also, in Matbilin, says Rashi of Yudah, Matbilin also, have a Kisra Malia, Ben Sir, lived off behind him in Milos of the Shem Mitzvah Smila. Umabakach made Milos of the Shem Mila, whole of a tall, whole of a Tfilah Sagi. Fine. And what Rav Yossi worried about? Maybe it's a Ravi Mol, the Givoni Mol, Sog went down Bris. That's what Tolos Hashem say over there as well. Vine, Yem Yesh Din Mila, but if they Bezdin Li Kuvo, but do what Trichel and Arishon and Leforish at Tamshish Shash al Kashrus Amila came and Shlonasis Lishma and the Tosh Shem is the Kashi don't need Lishma. Temple them Shlonim Amila the Hoysim if they bezin El Akocha near me the Ram Shlonim if they bezin Eina Ma'akevis doesn't prove that it's not Ma'akev doesn't prove that you don't need it even Lechatchila. Tosh says you need Tchila if they give Lechatchila get the impression Amila does not require and the Ramban. And the Ritva that we saw before says no. Even the Rambam sounds that way, no. The Rambam sounds that way. The Rashba and the Ramban, according to the Rif, it's really the Chatchila, but it's not Biakev. That's you quote from the Ran and the Torah, according to the Rif. The Bach says three for Tvila and not for Mila. And others say that no, it's even Ma'akev. It couldn't be more Chomer than the Tvila, according to one particular opinion. Shulchan Aruch says it's not Ma'akev. At all, that's what you pass on the halacha. You don't need three. We'll have to stop here because I have to take a certain call. So, Mir Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish up these in Yodim. We'll get to El Ad's Rav Moshe, Michael Gimel. You remind about the Rabban and Shabbos. And then tomorrow we start the most important topic of all, Kabbalah Samitzvahs. And we're going to use primarily this beautiful Sefer Ger Ezra as our guide to the various sources. Okay? Can we do Shia tomorrow at 12 o'clock? It's a little easier for me. Is 12 o'clock okay for everybody? Yes?
Should be fine.
Okay, 12 to 1. Okay, good. See you tomorrow at 12.
And your shlosh has COVID. So yes,
hi. Hello, one second, please. All right, Refuah Shleima. Okay.
Thank you,
we'll talk. See you tomorrow at 12.